Well, guys, here we have a Derbyshire superstar that is of international fame. John Flamsteed, FRS. Born in Denby. His father, Stephen Flamsteed, was a maltster, but also had a lead mine in the Peak District. They actually lived at number 22 Queen Street in Derby, but during the plague, they decided it would be a good idea, much safer, to move out, and they moved into a house which is, unfortunately, was demolished in about 1866. But at least Denby makes something of its famous son, because there's John Flamsteed's community school, there's the John Flamsteed Memorial Park, and where his house was, it's called Flamsteed Lane. The family moved back to Derby, and he was educated at Derby Free Grammar School in St Peter's Churchyard, took a keen interest in mathematics and astronomy. He soon discovered that many of the facts in his school books were incorrect. "The tables differ from the heavens," he wrote. He spent nearly 30 years living in Queen Street, and as a child he spent his time peering through the windows with his homemade telescopes looking at the stars. In 1666 and 1668, he accurately calculated two solar eclipses. He also made the earliest sightings of Uranus by an astronomer, but he actually accidentally called it a star. Between 1668 and 1719, he accurately calculated the positions of over 3,000 stars. After eventually getting into Cambridge, he became a Fellow of the Royal Society, where he met many great scholars and scientists, including Sir Isaac Newton, who fell out with him after being told by this young upstart from Derby that many of his calculations were actually wrong. Later, Isaac Newton used Flamsteed's observations and calculations to prove his theory on gravity. Working on a prime meridian in 1668, Flamsteed chose Derby due to its location in the centre of the country, because Derby is actually the most central city in England. His calculations positioned the meridian running through the back garden of his house in Queen Street at a latitude of 52 degrees 58. He sent a paper to the Royal Society. The paper was well received and included a strong recommendation for the prime meridian to be drawn through Derby. Part of the letter is as follows. "I hope you will not account me culpable for having adapted the calculations to the meridian of a place no more famous than Derby. Although London be the seat of wits, the meridian passing over Derby is nearer the middle of England than that of London, and that its latitude bisects it nearer than any yet stated. So this town, which is seated umbilico quasi regni, must needs be the most convenient place that can be elected whereupon to fix our calculations. I remain your obedient servant, John Flamsteed." And by the way, umbilico quasi regni means the belly button of England. Unfortunately, being a maritime nation, it made more sense to fix the prime meridian through a naval base at the coast. But until 1674, all of Flamsteed's recorded calculations and observations were taken on the line of his Derby meridian. Well, I mean, we would have had Derby Mean Time. We should have Derby Mean Time. King Charles II was shown one of Flamsteed's updated tide charts and a barometer made by him. The king was so impressed that he ordered all books and charts on astronomy to be revised using Flamsteed's calculations. In 1676, Charles II commissioned Christopher Wren to design an observatory at Greenwich, where Flamsteed could have a permanent base for his further studies of the skies. Flamsteed himself laid the foundation stones for the Royal Observatory at Greenwich. Flamsteed was appointed the first Astronomer Royal the previous year. Do you realise, guys? No John Flamsteed, no Greenwich Mean Time.